Mini-episode 710 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs, consulting, and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at pullinsgroup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 710. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 2.7 titled Inflatable. Here are the top five developments coming out of episode 2.6. Number five, the push and pull with Jimmy and Kim continues on. Just when it seems that Jimmy's antics had alienated Kim to a severe degree, she sees that her company doesn't have her back, and it starts to reopen her to his charms, leading to another relatively harmless but fun grift between them. The writers are going to have to come up with a very good climax for the season that advances the dynamic with them once and for all to make all of this back and forth seem worth it, but they've certainly been equal to the task before. Number four, for the first time, Howard evinces resentment at having Chuck pull his strings. Throughout season one, Attorney Hamlin played the bad guy with Jimmy with no complaints, stiff-arming Chuck's little brother from joining the firm. But now, he's had Chuck undermine him in a matter of discipline, having Howard spare Kim from her stretch in legal purgatory, and it's clear that Howard is bristling at having his authority undermined. All along, he's been something of a pawn in Chuck's war on his brother, and now he can't even punish Jimmy's girlfriend for vouching for Jimmy like he wants to. Maybe Howard will become more of a wild card in the skirmishes between these brothers over time. Number three, Kim has to ponder, what price professional loyalty? She may have been spared from the worst of her probation at HHM, but she's still getting dumped on enough that Schweikert can smell it. Sure, the offer she receives from them is purportedly one that wouldn't put her in a bad position legally or ethically, but nothing about the way that company does business screams above board. Plus, she'd have to sell out her conscience to work for the enablers of Sandpiper's crooked practices. Maybe that's her endgame in this series, forced by circumstances to become a scummy corporate lawyer and hating Jimmy for it. That would be some irony, essentially positioning her as a Saul Goodman with a conscience. Number two, the Davis and Maine Blue Swirl ad marks their most decisive renunciation of Jimmy's tactics yet. Predictably, they tried to run with Jimmy's idea in the watered-down incarnation that they found more respectable. They clearly have him painted as an ambulance chaser with methods they don't like. That third strike that they granted him is perhaps the most inevitable hanging chad on the TV scene anywhere right now. Number one, Mike had an experience that only he could handle, receiving the full Salamanca. Those guys don't screw around, as the warnings escalated past the point of any tolerability, especially once Mike's beloved granddaughter was threatened. But now, for the first time in this Breaking Bad prequel, we get the understanding that those who are in and those who will join the upper echelons of Albuquerque's underworld recognize each other. Mike couldn't have been surprised at the formidable moves of the Salamancas, including bringing back the almost mythical twins, but Hector's crew has to have gained plenty of respect for the ex-cop who stood his ground against them as well and as long as anyone could. We know that Mike will be standing in another place from them again, with Gus Fring, but as we keep saying, the journey of how we get from here to there is the entire point of this prequel. Selfishly, it would be great if it was sooner rather than later, but with the program renewed for a third season, there's no guarantee of that. We do know this, though. From the Kettlemans to the Squat Cobbler, Mike and Jimmy have shown the ability to work through complicated matters at the drop of a hat, and now it seems only a matter of time before Jimmy slash Saul is associating with the town's biggest reprobates in a big way also, and we know that's going to be awesome. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.